Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're tuning in to Wednesdays with Willa, and I am your host, Willa White. I'm a registered medium here at the Lilydale Assembly, which is the world's largest center for the religion of spiritualism. And on my show every week, I typically have a special guest, and we have a spiritual topic that we discuss and chat with you on air about. And it's an opportunity for you to kind of see a range of talents and a range of spiritual discussion about spiritualism, about mediumship, about spiritual things, faith, and family. So you're welcome to tune in every week, Wednesday at 10 a.m. here on my Facebook page, which is Willa White Medium. You can also, if you just want to listen only, through the blogtalkradio.com site. You go to blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio, and there are 4 Lilydale Radio shows that run every week, so you can tune into those that have different hosts that are registered mediums here in Lilydale. And thank you for tuning in today to Wednesdays with Willa. If anyone wants to call in to take part in our topic today, which will be the energy signature of spirit, you're welcome to call in. The number is 818-739-8818. And as my special guest today, I have my mother.
Here I am.
Welcome back to the show, Mom.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Lilydale.
Thank you. I'm here.
Yes, it's good. My mother is Bonnie White. She is a registered Lilydale medium as well as being a spirit artist. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're a professional artist in your own right.
Yes.
And before I was born. her artistic talent is well known. And then you've been able to utilize that with mediumship as well.
That's
and
right.
Bring through spirit
That's
art.
Right.
Yeah.
Spirit uses whatever talents we have.
True.
Especially the ones we've made a special point to develop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's wonderful to be a spiritualist and be able to use your talent.
Yes, the various aspects of self.
Yes.
And it's wonderful what happens on a page with spirit art, with your art in particular, because people's faces emerge, those that have
yes.
passed over, pets as
mm-hmm.
well, animals will show up
mm-hmm.
on the page. And for those of you who aren't familiar with my mother's technique with this, she starts with charcoal and with her eyes closed, and things start to come out onto the page, and then she's able to bring them more to the forefront during a mediumship session, and people confirm, that's my mother, that's my son who passed, or whoever it
might
be.
That's my sister, what's she doing here? you never know what they're going to say.
So it's very special to have that
right.
that visual representation
That's
of
right.
spirit.
Yes, and it's very often very surprising to find out who comes through for each person.
That's right.
And there can be 2 people in the same family. And I remember one time the father came through for one daughter, and she's asking, well, why isn't my mother coming through? I said, I am not in charge of that. I don't know. And so the next one was her sister. Lo and behold, her mother came through. Her mother came through, and she was dressed in a dress that had those old-fashioned high, what are they called? Shoulder pads.
Oh!
And she says, my sister and I just went shopping before we came here, and we were looking at these dresses in an older place, a used place, and she said, isn't that just mother? And it was those shoulder pads that
and it
were
came,
the key. So yeah. You never know. Here I'm thinking, I thought they were like weird bulges or what's her deformed shoulders.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. And she immediately recognized
because some of this stuff doesn't make any sense to us. It's not,
no.
They're not our people or they're not our situation.
No. And
so we do our best to convey the information that Spirit
yeah,
offers.
Have to convey the information and they have to know whether it's
Their private joke or whatever.
I'll tell you another one.
Okay.
This one might have been that person's father. Anyway, somebody's father. I can't separate.
We forget.
Yeah. But this one man came through and he had this huge mass of hair.
Oh.
And she said, "Oh, that's my dad. That's his pompadour."
That's his pompadour. Yeah.
And so it's like, You think, why is his head big there?
Right.
You know, because it's unusual.
It's an unusual
thing. Then it turns out it's just the identifying characteristic.
That you needed to say.
That she needed, that they conveyed to her.
Right.
The way he was when he was here.
And that's an important thing to know, because as mediums, someday I think I'll put this in my book. But one of the things I specialize in doing is connecting with the essence of a spirit. So what I do is I tune into their particular energy signature. We all have
mm-hmm.
our own unique energy signature.
That's right.
And that is kind of like our fingerprint, and it's unique to us, and it vibrates at a certain vibrational frequency. It resonates, and when the way I describe this is that I raise my vibration as a medium. They kind of lower theirs because they don't have the dense physical material. And then we meet on the right radio station, tuned to the right dial, if you will.
Blog.
Right. Well, however that works. And then that's where the conversation can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it helps if the medium is in the most pure space they can be, raising that vibration to be in the highest and best good, so that they can purely pass along those things, those
mm-hmm.
Identifying characteristics, that energy signature that you need.
That energy signature really seems to be created from the soul.
Yes, yes.
So when a person goes through life, they always have that with them. And I have read in some places where people are trying to understand everything about themselves from birth.
Mm-hmm.
Their earliest memory, you try to find your earliest memory, because that memory will contain a lot of that soul energy in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was good energy or bad energy, or even the reaction. And if you go back and remember that one, sometimes you'll remember one even
before that.
Before that.
Yes.
And I can't remember what book it was in, but anyway, it was like there were a lot of regressions having to do with going back to the birth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's that energy that you can, if you can remember it and know that, even know it exists, most people don't even know it exists.
Yeah.
And then know it exists and that you are such a unique person.
Yes.
There are no two people that have that exact reason for coming into this life.
I mean, look at twins. They're not the same. Even
mm-hmm.
if they're so-called identical,
mm-hmm.
they're unique in of themselves, their own soul identity.
I had the advantage of having twins grow up next door to me. They were identical.
Yeah.
Even their own mother had difficulty telling them apart. Right?
That's pretty good.
they were
replicas.
They were true replicas of each other, and I never had a problem telling them apart. I knew this one is Margie, this one's Maddie, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, and their personalities were very different.
And that's how it can be. It can, the uniqueness evolves
mm-hmm.
with that soul, and certain things are cultivated
mm-hmm.
with their manifesting of their free will.
Yeah.
That's an important part of it. And I do think that it's something that as we evolve in our own spiritual development, we understand more and more.
I think so. But the one of the wonderful things was the fact that even though they were dressed identically, right, because to take advantage of the idea, they are identical.
Oh,
right?
I'm twins!
And even though you dress them, you do everything the same. You have the same mother, father. Everything in their environment is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Very different.
Yeah.
Very different on the inside.
Yeah, one gets triggered in one versus the other.
So I don't know what triggers that, but it was fascinating for me, even as a very young person. They were maybe 2 years younger than I was, so I saw them from birth.
Yes.
You know,
so the progression with them.
Yeah. So
but even children born to same parents, you know, you have to raise those children differently. They have different spiritual parenting needs.
That's right.
That evolve with all of that. And so as mediums, we're connecting with those that have passed over. And a lot of times with my clients and my students, I'm explaining how they can tune into that vibrational frequency, and there are different techniques for that.
Mm-hmm.
But also tuning in, the idea that our loved ones in spirit are tuning into us as well.
They
can find us wherever we go. They just, you know, it's faster than thought. Love, the speed of love, right?
That's right.
It's faster than thought. And so all they have to do is tune in, and they can be there.
That's right.
And
that's a phone call. A thought of them is a phone call.
A thought of them is like a phone call.
Yeah.
It's a recognition that they've just entered the room.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times if you're busy doing something, you know, you're doing something mundane or you're trying to work on a project of some sort, all of a sudden you find yourself thinking of your loved one in spirit, and it's just like they've come into the room, and they're derailing your thought train, and they've come to say hello and maybe weigh in.
Yeah.
As if they had been, we're here on the earth plane, and they entered the room, and we get interrupted in those ways. So.
And you know what happens, sometimes you'll be thinking thoughts, and you will recognize that's either a phrase that my mother said to me.
Yes, yes.
And you'll say, I'm not sure I want that thought.
Yeah, so you may have to say.
So you have choices then.
Of what you tune into.
But it's nice that you were able to get that thought so that you could clean whatever was there.
True.
It might have been a negative thing.
True.
It might have been a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a negative thing sometimes. Because mothers are required by some kind of cultural thing to reprimand their children, right?
Discipline is not necessarily about being negative.
No,
I think
it's like,
that there's a respect thing that happens with between a parent and a child, but more, you know,
say thank you or say
there are some
all things. Those things that parents teach.
There's a lot of training involved.
Yeah. And sometimes as a child you don't want to say anything to a stranger.
That's
know.
Right. That's true.
So it's like there's so many different subtleties about the relationship, not only that you had while a parent was alive, but the one you're having after they pass.
Yeah.
You're still having a relationship.
You still have a relationship.
Yeah.
And but you can pick and choose how you develop a relationship if you want to be on that particular vibrational frequency. I've had it happen where let's say a client's parents had an unharmonious relationship. They don't stay married on the other side, and they're not vibrating at the same frequency, so they don't spend a lot of time together, and they've moved on from things. And then other people had amazing marriages and, you know, that essence of true love, and that continues on.
Mm-hmm.
They're on a similar vibrational frequency. So the people can find each other on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
By tuning to that vibrational frequency as well.
That's
if
right.
They both desire that communication and that reunion, it definitely happens. And so it's something that that happens here on the earth plane, happens in spirit plane, happens between the dimensions as well, happens here on the earth plane, sometimes between mothers and daughters or people who have like a ESP you know, it's the idea of tuning into someone's vibrational frequency, their energy signature, and you can speak to them sometimes. So
that's right. Even if they have a past.
Yeah, even if they have a past is what I'm saying.
They don't have to be past in order for you to have a thought connection.
Yes.
Yeah. And or a heart.
And you can know that someone's come into your aura. Let's say it's a spirit contact happening. You can recognize their energy signature, that they've come into your aura space, and it alerts you. It's your spiritual antenna that tells you so-and-so is in the room with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like here on the earth plane, if you had your eyes closed, you may be able to, with great accuracy, tell who has entered the room, not by using any of your other senses.
That's right.
But your energy senses of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting what can happen when you understand about the energy signature.
So it's not just for what we call mediumship or our development, our consciousness is for the use here on this plane now.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't have to be when we get over there. It doesn't have to be only when we're trying to communicate with someone on the other side. It happens when we're trying to communicate here.
Yes, absolutely right.
With the people in the same room.
Yes.
Or how about the people who are listening?
How about the people?
We're not forgetting anyone.
You're all part of this.
We know
well.
You're there.
We know you're there.
That's the wonderful part about this, what you're doing.
Yes. Yeah.
And I have to say this about Willa. She has always had this ability to do interviews with people. And I'm going to embarrass her, but, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so we would have guests, and especially this one fellow from France.
Yes, I remember him.
Yeah, and it was just delightful. She interviewed him about France, about what he does, about everything. I said, she's uncanny. She's almost like somebody on TV, right? like, moms, you know, they're just so cross.
Yes. Well, I had a lot of fun with it, having conversations with adults about those things and learning. I have a questing mind.
Yes, she does. She always has.
It makes me want to read. It makes me want to have those kind of conversations that go beyond just surface things.
It doesn't surprise me what you're doing.
No, but it helps to have had the parents that I have, because they've helped to cultivate those things. You know, I tell people I grew up in a spiritual garden in many ways. Not that I didn't have difficulties, not that I didn't have stumblings. So, I'm not perfect, but it's nice that I have had parents that have recognized the importance of the soul and about vibrational frequency, especially because I am so sensitive that if someone was angry with me, I felt that not just in that moment, but days, weeks, sometimes years later.
Yeah.
So I'm very much a person that it reverberates strongly in.
Yes. And I just want to mention quickly, I mean, this may be off the subject, but when you do have an agitation, like you're angry, and you have an agitation, that is a signal. So we need to recognize our own anger as a signal of something that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually like a cloud that's around us, and it can prevent certain things from going forward until you work with it.
True. That's so, part of the homework.
And it comes through as that agitation, day and night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a cloud around you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an opportunity. It's a signal. Okay, that is like a signal that there's something I need to pray about. There's something I need to forgive. There's something I need to clean so that my future. I have a painting called Cleaning the Foreseeable Future.
Oh, yes, she does.
And and when it came through, it's a whole big, huge painting. And when it came through, I couldn't figure out what it was. And then I realized this, what looks like to me like maybe a shaman or something, he was rolling up the energy to clean it.
Yes.
And so he was cleaning everybody has a foreseeable future. He's like, what do I want to be when I grow up?
Mm-hmm.
What I want to accomplish in this lifetime?
Yes.
What, who I'd like to find, like my mate or my purpose or anything.
Yeah.
But all of those things have little blocks that come up.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
mm-hmm.
does. And so if you can clean the blocks, the future unfolds.
True.
And you can really ask God to help you with that.
Yes.
You know, you can ask a higher consciousness, whatever you want to call it. You can ask that highest and best. Some people say highest and best.
Highest and best.
The highest and best to help you to clean the energy you do have that maybe dozes through too fast or that doesn't doze through fast enough. You know, to become sensitive to how to proceed to the next step
mm-hmm.
and to work at it.
Yes.
It just doesn't get totally handed. You know, I was thinking this morning about, I don't know, I get real thankful about eating.
We like food.
We like food. But it, like when I have a cup of coffee or when I get, oh, I just feel so grateful. But when I was young, when I was born, we were in the Second World War.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I remember when, if you didn't like food,
mm-hmm.
Your father or mother would say, well, think about people who are starving somewhere. And usually it was China or Africa or something like
right.
that, where we knew that people were. Yeah. But I didn't realize that our family didn't have that much. You know what I mean? They never said that. And my aunt one day, she said, I don't know how your mother did it, fed her kids on what little she had. And I said, I didn't know that. But then, just recently, my brothers found in my mom's possessions a little piece of paper that was something where you could get food for Bonnie.
Aww.
Because all the food was rationed during the Second World War.
Right.
We were all fighting the war. Everybody here in the United States was fighting the war.
Yeah.
So we were all rationed on what food we could get. We couldn't buy it, no matter how much money you had.
Right.
You had to have a slip of paper that qualified you to get that food for a certain person.
Right.
You know, we don't know those things because we haven't been in that kind of a war.
Yeah. And that hasn't been a reality
so
for us.
So we're all fighting that war. Like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. There's a lot that has to happen
and
on our home turf.
And our parents were pretty worried, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get enough food for the family?
For them, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then that's part of history in a family
sense. What was happening here. And you couldn't get wool, for instance. Because that had to go for the troops.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, oh my. They had lots of things that were going on that I didn't really know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, I was just a baby. You know?
Right. They didn't advertise that to
No. And they my mother
and
never
complain
said.
Or anything like that.
My mother never used the word that we were poor.
Right. So I think she was probably trying to hold the consciousness that she wasn't, that they
right.
weren't.
She was holding the consciousness that we were all going to succeed in some way.
Yes.
And I was thinking about that, too. When we're as mothers, because Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah, that's another reason why I just had my mother on today.
When your baby is born and the first time you see your baby, there is this incredible energy all around. It's like an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first time that I saw my little brother.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I wanted to name him Angel, right? Because all I could see was that he was an angel. There was a glow of just, it was a kind of a white, crystalline, soft, not hard like a crystal, but
right.
It was a crystalline glow all around him. And every baby that a mother has that glow, and that's what we try to preserve for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I call the seal.
The seal. That's what's called the seal.
We're
going to explain a little bit more about that, too.
I call that the seal, and it is the identity that you're born with.
Mm-hmm.
And we as mothers have been given this incredible gift and also responsibility
yeah.
of keeping that particular seal intact.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just think it's a wonderful gift.
It is a wonderful gift.
It's a wonderful gift. So,
you know, and as a child, having experienced in full throttle motherhood myself, and having experienced the joys of pregnancy, I can confirm that if you can feel the flesh is growing, the spirit essences are merging,
mm-hmm.
and there is a great responsibility and a great sense of mm-hmm. protecting that energy that comes
That's
along
right.
with it before they even come out.
That's right.
Because they've already come down the chute, as it were. energetically, and so there's that energy signature that's unique to them, and during pregnancy, a lot of mothers have awareness. I know myself. I knew moment of conception. I knew exactly when that energy entered,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's because I'm sensitive to spirit, right?
Yeah.
And probably also that I'm a medium that I was able to discern the exact moment of those things. And it helped me to be very conscious of the love to share with them, the intention
it's
of
amazing.
That.
And it's an amazing gift that mothers have. And I have to say, no matter who the mother is, there is that connection with their child,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that urge to nurture.
Yes.
And make that grow and stay with them, that ability. That ability.
And we do have people who are our soulmates that are part of the same soul group, and that can happen within families, that can happen outside of families.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people recognize another person's kinship in that way. It's like they recognize the seal of their soul.
Absolutely.
Right? And their energy
mm-hmm.
signature. And it's unique to them, but also contains energy of that particular soul group
mm-hmm.
and they're of that vibrational frequency. And so there's a recognition that happens, a kinship of souls that happens when you meet them.
Sure.
So some people really connect very strongly with their grandmothers or a particular friend or, you know, whoever it is. And you just have that moment of knowing.
And it can happen with people who don't even speak the same language.
True. It can happen between humans and animals.
That's right.
Yes. And they don't necessarily speak in the same language. You know, that's something that the animal communication that can
mm-hmm.
come into play as well, the recognition of that vibrational frequency. I wanted to mention that there is a difference between the vibrational frequency of angels,
mm-hmm.
spirit guides, humans in spirit, pets in spirit, they all
mm-hmm.
have a different vibrational
mm-hmm.
frequency. For me, that's something that I make distinctions between
mm-hmm.
myself.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't make distinctions of those, but
mm-hmm.
other people, they like that.
But we do all have the angelic.
Because we have connection with the different planes of existence,
mm-hmm.
yes, we have absolute energy connection.
And I do believe in a
dimensions.
Guardian angel that's with us.
Yes.
Because I used that when I went to school.
Angels help so much.
I only sat on half my seat, so the angel had room. But it's like you're aware of that.
Yes.
You know, and so there is an angelic presence with everybody
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for that, because mothers can't do it all.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they can't be there every moment. And so as a mother, we have to trust
mm-hmm.
in their journey.
Children, yeah. With that ongoing
love and protection
yeah.
and know that the angels are looking after them and that they have their own life path and things to learn
mm-hmm.
along the way.
Yes.
And their energy signature through spiritual natural law, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that's a whole other level to how an energy signature relates with the world.
Yes.
This is vast, folks. This
is
vast.
It's very vast.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Wednesdays with Willa. You're listening to Lily Dale Radio. And I have as my guest today my mother, Bonnie White. And she's a registered Lily Dale medium and a spirit artist. We're talking about the energy signature of spirit. It's such an important concept that we wanted to make sure we shared with all of you.
So.
And so
there's another aspect of the idea of a person's spirit.
Okay.
And that is, who was it? I was reading a book by Jeffers, I think. I have trouble remembering the author's name, and it's terrible because I would like to give credit. But he was talking about when you do have trouble with, say, a neighbor. Okay. Let's say you have trouble with a neighbor of some kind.
Yeah.
Who knows what it could be. You either don't get along or you think they don't like you or, I don't know, who knows. All right, he's saying that the way to go about that is never talk to the person.
What? Interesting. Oh, I know why. Okay, go ahead.
Talk only to the person's spirit.
Yes, yes. I know the answer.
Because everyone has that spirit, but they're not all aware of it. And when you talk to that other person's spirit, guess where you are? You're in your spirit.
Yes. You want your soul to talk with their soul. And you don't ever tell them, I talked with your soul.
No, I'm talking to your spirit now. No, you don't ever say that.
You have to do, so a lot of times things have to happen on subtle vibrational levels because you can't talk to someone's conscious awareness.
You just talk to their spirit. Well, guess what? You can't talk to their spirit unless you are in the spiritual spot.
Yes.
There you go.
You can use the divine God as an intermediary with all of this.
Yes.
Because you're giving it over to God in that sense of these troubles that may beset
Pretty
you.
Pretty soon, the faults disappear. This is what he was saying. What happens is the things that you find fault with in the neighbor,
mm-hmm.
love your neighbor as yourself, the soul stuff coming through.
Right.
His faults disappear, his or her faults.
It's true.
And then, all of a sudden, your neighbor starts acting like the one you see when you're talking to him.
Yes.
And it's like...
You finally see
profound.
Their soul in their eyes. So
that's so profound. I mean...
It is. Because you're tuning into their soul. You're tuning into their energy signature rather than their conscious human body. Self, and the moods and the modes that people can get into.
The one has expectations and does things and doesn't like the way you do things or vice versa. That one is not of the soul.
And so the energy signature, tuning into that, to that soul, is very important.
And it increases the energy, their soul loves it. The truth is the energy of the connection for that through the mind and heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the mind is conscious of the soul and the heart responds, then you have beauty.
And that's why the understanding of the sacred connection for yourself is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And the cultivation of that spiritual unfoldment. And the understanding of your own unique energy signature.
That's right.
And how it relates to God. And how it relates to others, and how it relates to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing your own unique energy signature helps you to be more aware of where you're placing your energy and how you may be forcing your energy forward.
That's right. Wow.
Wow.
And every now and then we have to stop and figure, oh, we're here.
Oh, we're here. Yeah, we're souls inside of a human body.
That's right.
I'll tell you, the physical earth plane is an amazing, incredible place. The hugs you feel here are just amazing.
Yeah.
The sensual experiences, the tactile experiences, the way color is.
That's right. And the beauty of now compared to last week. I mean, the trees are blooming.
Oh, yes. Yes, the way things evolve.
And they
given
had
time.
Only potential a week ago. So, you know, potential is a huge thing.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. Your children are full of potential.
Yes, they are. Full of potential.
And it's just wonderful, even though they're not blooming yet.
Yeah, some people are late bloomers. and some people, is they'll say, oh, I can't believe my dad's coming in. It's because their dad's had their comeuppance or, you know, whoever it was.
They had that needed to have opinions.
Yes, they've recognized about their soul finally. And so they'll get it sometime. It's not about converting anyone. They'll come to it in their own time.
That's right.
And spirit works very strongly with them for that understanding to occur.
Right.
And so once they're understanding and in that harmonious space, many advancements can occur within a soul.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can sometimes provide that surround that they need. It's like water of life, watering the plant.
Nurturing them.
Yeah, just to. But if you attack them and become aggressive, sometimes people think that's the only way that works.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is sometimes, but
certain people do need more firmness than others.
But they still need the other.
Being loving and firming, and firm at
loving
the same time,
so.
Helps when you're dealing with difficult people.
Yes.
And it's an understanding of that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I do see we have a caller, so I want to see, we don't have too much time left. So if anybody does want to call in to take part in the discussion of the energy signature of spirit, feel free. I'm going to take caller ending in 6975. And, the guest call-in number, before I forget to give it to you again, is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And the caller I'm going to take ends in 6975. Again, 6975.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hey. Hello? I was just wondering, are y'all doing reading?
No. We're talking about the energy signature spirit today, and about vibrational.
Okay.
You've been listening to the show?
Yeah, some of it.
Okay, some of it. So, have you recognized different people's energy signatures around you, like the unique roles?
Not really.
Not really. Well, it's something that you can cultivate. So you've been listening to the show and recognizing the importance of all of that and how it unfolds for people so that you can find more peace in your particular relationships and life. Have you been conscious of cultivating your own connection with God and your soul?
That's what I've been working on, trying to work on.
Yeah. And
even
how,
if it's
how,
just taking a few minutes in a day to do it.
I've noticed for myself that if time is rushing by too fast, that even if I just take a moment to breathe and reconnect with that inner self, with that God space, that it helps me get through whatever crisis might be in front of me.
Yeah, deep breath.
Deep breath. Breath connects us with life. It's one of the first things that we experience when we're born, even.
Yeah.
When we come out, that focus on life in that way. And so do you also have some time to pray?
Yes. I take time to pray.
Excellent.
I have to.
No. We all do. We
we're
all
with
have
you.
Difficulty.
We're with you.
We all do.
Yeah.
And have you noticed how your soul relates to other people's soul? Like, are you aware of seeing the God within others?
Yeah, and I'm very, what's the word, like empathic? I'm an empath. And I took on a lot of people's energies, and it drained me of my own energy, depleted me of it. So I'm just trying to rebuild, kind of restore and get myself on the right track.
Yes.
So when you find yourself in empathy with another person, instead of taking it on yourself, sometimes you can say, oh, this is an opportunity for me to help that person give that those hardships and those struggles to a higher energy.
Yes.
And then that way you won't take it on yourself, but you can be the conduit to take it to the higher force. Because eventually, if you take it on yourself, you still have to give it to God.
Yeah, but at some point in the process, you'll have to give whatever is occurring with someone else to God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best to do it early on, what I've noticed. And that because I also am clairsentient, where I feel things very deeply like you do, I have had to be very of not taking other people's things on board and not being a sponge to it all. So I look like when I have a sense about what's occurring with a person, especially because as a medium, I connect with people who have passed over and I feel what they felt like before they passed, and it's not always pleasant. I have to tell myself and tell my guides that I'm working with, that I only want it for like 2 to 3 seconds at the most, just enough to understand the information, and then I move on. So there are signposts along what's going on. So keep working with it. As soon as you get a piece of information, say, okay, thank you, that's good information to know, and now what's the next piece of what I need to know, so that you don't linger in it physically or emotionally.
And then it won't drain you.
And then it won't drain you. That's
You'll
true.
See, okay. Oh, well, this person needs this, and I can help. You don't even have to tell them you're doing it. Just say, okay, I give this to my guides to take to a higher consciousness and clean and give it back to the other person when it's clean. Because obviously the things that, and that's part of that cleaning process.
Yes.
Because it's like they're getting rid of their stuff that they need to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know how to get it to a higher, the higher source. But you do.
You do.
What is your name? Your first
Shakira.
Name?
Shakira.
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 Okay.
And my birthday is today. 35.
Oh, happy
birthday.
Oh,
oh,
nice.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And so with all of this, know that you don't have to take other people's things on. In fact, there's a difference between spiritual healing and magnetic healing. Spiritual healing is using the energy of the divine and courses through you to help other people. But magnetic healing is when you try to use your own energy to heal a person or situation, and it can be very depleting that way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so learn to buffer energy with people, and you will. You will learn how to do this successfully.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes some time to learn how to buffer that. You'll start to recognize where someone is and be able to move yourself on so that you don't hold them in your mind or hold that on VCR loop within you at all.
Like, for instance, sometimes client is ill, and instead of, oh, that person's sick, you can give it to your higher consciousness and say, I can visualize this person getting well, so that they don't, it doesn't keep them in there either.
Right.
You know,
but, you know, we can help people so much, but the rest is theirs. You've already understood it. You already understand that one, don't you?
Yes.
That you can only help people to a certain degree, and the rest is theirs to do, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So I think that's going
to
be a
But it's
very
like
good
now thing. I have to use more time to, like, help myself because I've been doing it for so long, helping other people, and I forgot about me.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. So that's why you want to, as much as you can, build something into the routine of your day to give you some time or solitude around, away from other people and their thoughts and their energy. Not to be a hermit, but to kind of reset yourself so that when you are around people, you can be 100%. And, you know, that you recognize that you've pushed yourself a little too far, and now you can back that up.
That's right.
And you don't have to tell them, I realize I've been doing everything for you, and I'm, you don't have to be confrontive with them with that, but you can wean them. Weaning is important. Right?
Yes, I'm trying to learn how to balance everything, but thank you so much.
Oh, you are very welcome. I appreciate you calling in today, and happy birthday.
Happy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's a common issue with empaths, with people who are sensitive. This happens quite a lot,
yes.
Unfortunately. And
well, yeah, we have to learn that we are not the one that can heal them. It's the higher consciousness.
We can assist, and it's their journey. And, you know, just I know we need to wrap up, but when it comes to vibrational frequency, sometimes we as sensitives can get so wrapped up in another person's vibrational frequency that it does drag us down. And that's why you need to have a real strong sense of what's your energy. This is me, you know, and then what someone else is, what your own unique energy signature is. So then you can always go back to that which is your soul, mm-hmm. and always go back to that which is your higher self.
Right.
So that when you are dealing with other people's vibrational frequencies, you're not pulled off filter so much. And it's good if you do balance. So that, I'm glad you called in and you're able
too.
To talk about that.
I am too.
That's
thanks,
great.
Kara.
I know that we're at the end of our show, but I wanted to let people know that next week, Wednesday, because my show is on Wednesdays at 10 a.m., I will be having David Glossman on, and we're going to be talking about Harry Potter and spiritualism. And it's going to be hilarious. It's going to be a great show. So we'll talk about Harry Potter. It's, you know, the famous book, the book series and the movie series, and how things relate or don't relate to spiritualism. And for those of you who are interested in knowing more about what my mother is up to or what she offers, you can go to her website at bondspirit.com, bondspirit.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for myself, it's willowwhite.com. And at the end of May, I will be the featured medium at the City of Light Spiritualist Church here in Lilydale. So if you're in town that evening, they do an evening service. You can find more about that on my website. And my mother and father are going to be on at the end of June, June 24th, at the same church, City of Light. And so there are opportunities to see us. And then in the summertime, I know you'll be doing some things.
Yes.
We both have speaking
engagements
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you could certainly find us here in the summertime as well. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in today to Wednesdays with Willa. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Mom.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
And enjoy what you learn about yourself and your own energetic signature and how it relates to other people. Have a beautiful and happy Wednesday, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.